This is Audible.
The 2020 Diet. Turn your weight loss vision into reality. 20 key foods to help you succeed where other diets fail. Written by Dr. Phil McGraw. Narrated by Eddie Garver. Audiobook production by Tom Suzuki. Production copyright 2014 by Bird Street Books. Copyright 2014 by Philip C. McGraw. All rights reserved. No portion of this book may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, photocopy, recording, scanning, or other, except for brief quotations in critical reviews or articles, without the prior written permission from the publisher. Published in Los Angeles, California, by Bird Street Books, Incorporated. For more information, including nutritional lists, daily menu plans, easy-to-follow recipes, and more, please refer to the downloadable 2020 Diet Book User Guide. I dedicate this book to all the people who have had a lifetime ticket on the weight loss roller coaster, but never give up trying to get in shape and return to health. My sincere wish is that you will use this plan to finally free yourself from your weight burden and start living the life you truly deserve. Note to readers: the anecdotes in this book are used to illustrate common issues and problems that I have encountered and do not necessarily portray specific people or situations. No real names have been used. As with all books, this one contains opinions and ideas of the author. It is intended to provide helpful and informative material on the subjects addressed in the publication. It is sold with the understanding that the author and publisher are not engaged in rendering medical, health, psychological, or any other kind of personal professional services or therapy in the book. The reader should consult his or her medical, health, psychological, or other competent professional before adopting any of the concepts in this book or drawing inferences from it. The content of this book, by its very nature, is general, whereas each reader's situation is unique. Therefore, as with all books of this nature, the purpose is to provide general information rather than address individual situations, which books by their very nature cannot do. The author and publisher specifically disclaim all responsibility for any liability, loss, or risk, personal or otherwise, which is incurred as a consequence, directly or indirectly, of the use and application of any of the contents of this book. Acknowledgements. First, I want to thank my beautiful wife, Robin. For 40 years, I have witnessed you living every day with such passion for health and well-being. Leading by example, you inspire not only me, but also anyone in your pathway, to live healthfully and be better people. I thank our sons, Jay and Jordan. You give your parents powerful reasons to take care of ourselves and inspire us by your own pursuit of excellence. Thanks to Cynthia Sass, MPHRD, whose nutritional expertise is evident in all of the meals and menus in this book. Her tireless work creating just the right balance of nutrients was invaluable. And I know readers will appreciate her formal culinary training because her detailed attention to taste makes the meals within these pages truly come to life on their plates. Thanks to Maggie Greenwood Robinson, PhD, for once again lending your nutrition, exercise, and superb research skills to this project. You always raise the bar on content, and I appreciate your contributions to this book. I acknowledge my friend and colleague G. Frank Lawless, Ph.D., ABPP, a fellow of the American Psychological Association and chairman of the advisory board for the Dr. Phil Show. Thanks for all the wisdom you have imparted and for being there for me both personally and professionally for nearly 40 years, including your counsel in the science of health management. Carla Pennington, thank you for being at the helm of the Dr. Phil Show team. I appreciate your daily commitment to excellence as we work with so many deserving individuals and families. Thank you in specific for your input on this book and creating so many teachable moments about health on the show. And I extend a very special thanks to my good friend and colleague, Joey Carson, as well as the entire team at Bird Street Books, especially Lisa Clark, for her patience and tireless efforts on this project over the last 2 years. Lisa, you were the absolute key to making this book a reality. You were a relentless researcher, editor, planner, organizer, and cleaner-upper. Thank you for your role in creating a responsible, data-based book. To Oprah Winfrey, my dear friend, thank you for creating the opportunity and platform for Dr. Phil. My family and I will always be grateful for you. Part 1. Fundamentals of the 2020 Diet. Introduction. You create the results in life that you believe you deserve. Dr. Phil McGraw. I'm betting if you honored me by acquiring this book, you already know enough about me to realize that I am going to tell you the unvarnished truth, at least as I see it, whether it is what you want to hear or not. If that's your thinking, then you're right. The way I see it is if you spend your time and money with me, then I owe you nothing less than the truth you need to hear in order to get what you want. There is an old saying, BS the fans, not the players. I want to be on your team here. I want you to be a player, a smart, savvy player, and I want to play this weight game with you. I want to help you get real results. So here we go. Let's do this right. Lose the weight consistently and in a healthy manner, and learn diet strategies to last a lifetime. When it comes to your weight and health, I see that you have three choices. 1. You can choose to be in denial about your weight problem. 2. You can choose to fall for another eat what you want and still get thin lie. 3. You can choose to lose weight in a healthy manner with diet strategies that you can use for the rest of your life. If you chose the last option, I wrote this book for you. I want to help you transform your body image, your lifestyle, your priorities, and your self-worth all in one fell swoop. To neglect any part of that list is to set you up for failure. But you have to be honest with yourself right now, right from the beginning. You may just be going through the motions here, acting like you want to and will lose weight, but in truth, in that most honest part of your psyche, you're thinking, I will never really lose weight. I am a failure at this, but if I don't at least act like I am trying, then I will feel like a complete pig loser. Or you might be thinking, oh, I'm just too far gone. Too late, Dr. Phil. I'm a lost cause. My own sister Deanna told me last year that she was so fat that it took two dogs to bark at her. She said when it was hot outside, people were gathering on her shady side. As usual, she was masking her pain with jokes. Funny, but not slimming. She is even bigger today than she was last year, so maybe three dogs now? Ouch. She will make me pay for that. My whole family has always struggled with weight. This time last year, I had two nephews who each weighed close to 500 pounds. One of them told me, Uncle Phil, I'm dying a slow death here. I am a recluse. I have no life. I'm not living. I'm merely existing. I am a grown man, yet I have no social life. I haven't been on a date in years, and I'm ashamed of myself every time I look in the mirror. I hide in shame and am so lonely and discouraged that my days feel a week long. I go out late at night to get fast food and come back and eat it alone. It's pathetic. I have to make my last stand right now or I know I will be dead in months. I can barely breathe. I am afraid. I am really afraid. I am to the point where I would rather be dead than live this way. I am ready to change this. Really ready. Please help me, and I promise I will not disappoint you or myself. I believed him. He was ready, and I did help. Because he needed constant medical supervision while working to shed the extra pounds, as any extreme weight loss should be done under the supervision of a doctor, I sent him to a facility where he could focus full-time on reclaiming his health. In the last year, he has lost over 200 pounds. His health has improved greatly. He has gotten off all his medications for diabetes, hypertension, and so on. He has gone from not being able to walk from one room to the next without great difficulty to walking and jogging 5 miles a day out in the fresh air. He has become an avid golfer and is dating a lovely young woman he met while on his quest. His brother, on the other hand, did nothing different than what got him to almost 500 pounds, and guess what happened to him? Wait for it. That's right, he got bigger. But, and this is a big but, no pun intended, inspired by his younger brother, he tells me he is ready now, and I know he means it. For the first time, he really means it. His time has come. How about you? Are you ready? Has your time come? Is this the moment that you will look back on and say, I can tell you exactly the moment I decided enough was enough. The exact moment I decided I was not going to take this from myself anymore. The exact moment I claimed my right to become master of my body and my mind and create the results I so desperately wanted, yet cheated myself out of. I believe we all come to critical junctures in life, when we are at a precipice where all things wrong can be made right. Let this be your moment in time. The past is over. The future hasn't happened yet. The only time is right now. This can be your threshold moment of change. The next year of your life is going to go by whether you're doing something about your weight or not. Now, think about what I just said. The next year is going to go by. You cannot stop the march of time. Choose denial, and you will just get bigger and bigger. Ply yourself with too good to be true schemes, and you will just get bigger and bigger. Don't let days turn into weeks. Weeks turn into months, and months turn into years, while you sit around not doing something that you are fully and totally capable of doing. You can do this. I promise you that you can, even if you have doubts. Since the next year of your life is going to go by, whether you are doing something about your weight or not, now is the time to get started. I'm not going to insult your intelligence by blowing smoke at you and telling you it will be automatic or even what you might call easy. If I did, you would know better in your heart of hearts, even if you chose to believe me. So instead of conning you or helping you con yourself, I want you to know right up front that, just as my nephew did, you're going to have to change several aspects of your life. This does not mean that you will feel like you are in prison or being punished with hunger and deprivation, but there will be big changes. When you're ready, and I mean really ready, to make the necessary changes, you'll be surprised how doable it all is. First, you're going to have to stop using food for anything other than nutrition. You cannot continue to use food to celebrate or as a companion or for entertainment or comfort. You cannot medicate yourself, your mood, or pain with food. It is a simple but profound resolve. Let's agree to deal with psychological problems psychologically, medical problems medically, and social problems socially. Come on, let's be real. If some schmuck broke your heart because you caught him sexting with some silicone Sally from work, you know you can't fix it by bonding with Ben and Jerry. By the way, you probably already knew he was a schmuck. My point is, you aren't overweight because you use food. You are overweight, at least in part, because you misuse food. Cheese puffs won't fix your problems. I wish they could. I would go into the cheese puffs business and become a billionaire. You need to eat to live, not live to eat. You need to feed your body, not your fat. Even dumb animals do it. Think about it. Have you ever, ever seen a fat coyote? How about a fat mountain lion? No, you have not. They are hunters, good hunters. And they eat what they need and go do whatever it is coyotes and mountain lions do. Mountain lions don't go and eat an extra deer because the cat in the next tree has a prettier coat of fur or was hanging out with her tomcat. Next resolve. You've got to stop being a sucker. People can tell you, eat everything you want and lose weight. Come on, really? Or they'll tell you about the new fad kumquat soup diet or cabbage and cardboard diet. If you believe all of that, then you are a double D, dumb and desperate. That is the wrong kind of double D. You know better. You know the truth when you hear it, right? The truth is, you have to be willing to make some changes, and yes, you have to be willing to make some sacrifices. Unless and until you stop using food for anything other than nutrition and stop believing infomercial hype, you're not going to lose weight and create habits that can help keep it off. Sorry, it doesn't matter if you do this diet or 10 others. If you don't get real with yourself, you simply will not have the results you deserve. Also critical to this mission is honing in on the mistakes and missteps of your past. As the old saying goes, hindsight is 20/20. We all see things more clearly the morning after. There's a reason Monday morning quarterbacks have all the answers. They've got the benefit of having already seen the whole game. That's exactly what you and I need to do, because the mistakes you've made over the years hold the clues to getting it right this time. Let's also look beyond your own setbacks at some of the common reasons other people fail on diets. I am confident that you will see yourself reflected somewhere in that list, and you will finally understand why you haven't been able to succeed at losing weight despite your numerous attempts. Then I want you to take it a step further and have foresight that is 20/20. It may be hard for you to imagine how your life will change, because it's a goal you've only ever dreamed of in the abstract. But you must have a clear vision of what it will look, smell, taste, and feel like when you proudly cross the finish line. Or more accurately, the starting line, because it's the beginning of an entirely new landscape for you when you look and feel the way you deserve. Let's get specific. How will it feel when you aren't fighting your clothes all day because they actually fit? And what emotions will you experience when you see your new body reflected in the mirror? How will your relationship with your family change when you're able to keep up with the kids at the park or simply get your chores done without becoming out of breath? Let's get right down to how every detail of your day-to-day life will change and then follow that vision all the way to reality by using the tools I'm giving you. I'm bringing this book out more than 10 years after my first book on this same topic, The Ultimate Weight Solution. In that one, I talked about the 7 keys of weight loss freedom. I've woven all of them into the fabric of this diet, and this is an important and, I have gone well beyond The Ultimate Weight Solution because emerging research and new theories provide new information about how your body processes and reacts to food. As a result, this book includes some new information and theories from bariatric research, in other words, the study of obesity, that are important to the science of weight management. You will be shocked at some of the revelations, especially those involving genetics and biochemistry, because they may help explain why, despite your best efforts, your body has been unwilling to shed excess fat deposits. New research and theories have also yielded helpful information about certain common foods and specific exercise patterns that I believe may be able to help you in your efforts to lose weight. I'm excited about these new tools, and I think you will be too. My goal is to bring you the newest information along with time-proven keys for success. Paramount among those keys is healing feelings. That's what I mean when I say you cannot use food for anything other than nutrition. You've got to resolve your emotional needs rather than react to them by eating. I repeat, you can't deal with a psychological, social, financial, romantic, or any other kind of problem with food. Another key is right thinking. If you don't get your mind and behavior right, you will never get your body right. You will never lose the weight and adopt the lifelong behaviors needed to keep it off. I've already started adjusting your thinking by opening your eyes to the idea that every pie-in-the-sky diet or weight loss product on the market isn't the magical cure for your weight problem. I intend to manipulate your thinking by showing you the truth about those empty promises, those diet mirages that you keep chasing. Have you ever seen an actual mirage? Plenty of times driving down Texas roads on days so hot that even the trees are looking for shade, I've seen what looks like a sparkling puddle of water on the asphalt a little ways ahead of my car. But as I get closer to it, it vanishes. It's called a highway mirage, and it's an optical phenomenon caused by a combination of the hot air just above the road and a refraction of the sun's rays that create a mirror effect. Our brains fill in the blanks and tell us that there's a puddle of water 100 yards down the road. It's a false image, an illusion. But it's so convincing, right? I mean, this water is reflecting oncoming traffic. It seems to have movement. It has all the qualities of a perfectly good puddle, but in actuality, the ground is dry as can be. How could your mind play a trick on you like that? When you think about it, certain elements of the weight loss industry aren't so different from a mirage. Those advertisements you see for pills, powders, systems, products, and programs that promise weight loss without diet, exercise, or lifestyle changes are all very convincing. I'll bet right off the top of your head, you can think of at least 10 different miracle products that claim to shrink waistlines, sculpt muscles, or melt fat, many of which you've tried. They're presented with just enough pseudoscience to help your brain make the leap, fill in the blanks, and buy into the illusion. It all sounds so technical, logical, and real. So you press the buy button with the very best of intentions. You try them out, and maybe you lose a few pounds. Maybe you don't. If you did lose some weight, it was probably a placebo effect just from being focused on it for a while. Either way, before you know what happened, you're right back where you started, or worse off, with some extra poundage hanging out around your waist or hips because you had a false sense of security and ate anything that was dead or seriously slowed down. Smoke, mirrors, and very clever, not to mention expensive marketing, suckered you in. Again. You're not alone. Far from it. Americans spend $61 billion each year on weight loss products. This is a $61 billion a year industry with quite a few miracle products that don't work. How is that possible? If you had roller skates that wouldn't skate, surfboards that wouldn't surf, and cars that wouldn't drive, you would not continue to buy those products. You'd be outraged. But diets that don't work? No problem. Millions of people line up to spend billions of dollars because they're desperate for the magic bullet, easy fix. Maybe you're persuaded by one of those celebrities you see showing off his or her new, svelte look while touting diet programs and weight loss products on TV commercials. Would you like to take a stab at guessing how much they're paid to lose that weight? The average range is probably between $500,000 and a cool $3 million. I'll bet if someone offered you a couple $1,000,000 to lose weight, you'd pretty much eat sawdust and chain yourself to the treadmill to earn that paycheck. Until that offer comes your way, I want you to stop deluding yourself. Those miracle weight loss products and programs you've been using aren't for weight loss. They're gimmicks. You've been obsessing about your weight and compulsively dieting, maybe for years. Obsession is thought. Compulsion is behavior. And we have a generation of obsessive-compulsive dieters. Why don't we stop the insanity? You need to be mature enough to recognize that weight goes on a lot easier than it comes off. And if you find a diet that works, then you will lose weight while you're on it. Now ask yourself if you're really going to spend the rest of your life on one of those ridiculous diets. The honest answer is no, you won't. So, that means you might lose weight while you're on it, but you'll probably gain it back when you're off it because you haven't made any real lifestyle changes. Listen to your gut. The Federal Trade Commission, FTC, a government agency whose motto is protecting America's consumers, urges the media to have their radar up for too-good-to-be-true weight loss scams. Before featuring a weight loss product on the air, the FTC has asked that media outlets consider 7 gut check claims, which are statements commonly made in bogus weight loss product ads. Unfortunately, not everyone complies, and you'll still see commercials, infomercials, and TV segments on many products making these kinds of outrageous statements. I think these 7 gut check claims are valid, and I want you to be armed with them too. Don't be a sucker for ridiculous products designed to do nothing but cost you money, and sometimes even your health. Beware of weight loss products that claim to 1. Cause weight loss of 2 pounds or more a week for a month or more without dieting or exercise. 2. Cause substantial weight loss no matter what or how much the consumer eats. 3. Cause permanent weight loss even after the consumer stops using the product. 4. Block the absorption of fat or calories to enable consumers to lose substantial weight. 5. Safely enable consumers to lose more than 3 pounds per week for more than 4 weeks. 6. Cause substantial weight loss for all users. Or 7. Cause substantial weight loss by wearing a product on the body or rubbing it into the skin. If you hear someone make any of these claims for a weight loss product, supplement, drug, patch, cream, wrap, and so on, you are being ripped off. There is no magic bullet for weight loss, no overnight cure. If it doesn't involve a healthy, balanced diet and a reasonable exercise regimen, it will not lead to safe weight loss. End of story. My goal is to get you to stop chasing diet mirages and finally get yourself on the right path with the habits you should follow for life to achieve permanent weight loss. Bottom line, if it sounds too good to be true, it is. Yes, there's a lot of noise out there. There's literally a new diet of the week every week. But now is the time to quit being a sheep and a sucker. Now, I'm not saying that every diet and exercise plan on the market is some kind of con. There are plenty of viable and healthy weight loss systems out there. But maybe you faced failure even with the healthy ones. Why? That's what I wanted to know when I began researching this book. Because knowing why something doesn't work is equally as important as knowing why it does. You remember the story about Thomas Edison creating the light bulb? It took him 1,000 or more tries, but as he famously said, "I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways that won't work." Then he used that information to find out what did work. Bingo! Let there be light. If ever there was a man who learned from his 20/20 hindsight, it was him. And you're about to embark on a similar path as you learn from your own past, failures and all. If you're fighting a weight problem and you bought this book, you've probably been overweight for a long time and you've probably tried to lose it more times than you can remember. I conducted a national survey of my viewers, social media followers, and others that garnered thousands of responses. And now we've all got the opportunity to learn from each other's histories. I found out that 40.3% of you have lost weight on diets and gained 100% of it back within 90 days to 1 year. I really wanted to know, why do people fail on diets so much of the time? So we asked people what got in their way. When you watch those commercials on TV, they don't tell you why you're going to fail. They just tell you how great everything's going to be. But you deserve the truth, so I set out to find it. Sure enough, I found 7 reasons why people failed to lose weight that I thought I could help you with in this diet. Here they are. 1. Hunger. You get tired of feeling hungry all the time, so you rebel. 2. Cravings. You consistently crave certain tastes like salty, sweet, or tart, so you rebel. 3. Feelings of restriction. You feel like you can't eat out, go anywhere, or do anything because you're on a diet. Plus, you're so panicked about what you can and can't eat, and when you should or shouldn't eat it, that your focus on food becomes all-consuming. So you rebel. 4. Impracticality and expense. Between your job, the kids, stress, and life, you feel like you just can't get it all done and stick to a diet. Especially one that's too complicated, expensive, and requires you to count calories or nutritional values, so you rebel. 5. Boredom. You get sick of eating the same foods day in and day out, so you rebel. 6. Temptations. Because your environment isn't fail-safe, you are overwhelmed by your desire for the tempting food all around you, so you rebel. 7. Inconsistent results and plateaus. You get discouraged because the weight loss is not consistent, or you lose weight for a while, but then your progress comes to a screeching halt. So you rebel. Now, that's a lot of rebellion. I knew if you and I were going to get along, then I had to solve these 7 problems for you. I had to design a plan that would not be sabotaged by these 7 flaws that have caused many others to fail to reach their weight loss goals. And that's exactly what this diet is designed to do. I knew that if you were going to succeed, this diet had to find solutions to these 7 rebellion triggers so that your experience would include decreased hunger, decreased cravings, no sense of restriction, a diet you can live with, no boredom, a no-fail environment, and finally, consistent weight loss and a system to help you address plateaus. How is all that possible? As I said, since the Ultimate Weight Solution came out over 10 years ago, new research and theories have emerged that allow me to do an even more effective job of helping you solve these 7 problems. This is really exciting. Research continues to provide us with important new theories about how certain foods and activities affect our bodies and brains. In this book, I've harnessed this information and provided you with practical tips that I think you can easily incorporate into your lifestyle to help you with your weight loss journey today and for the rest of your life. For starters, you will be eating 20 key foods called the 2020 foods, which developing research suggests may 1. Help increase your body's thermogenesis. 2. Help you feel fuller when you eat them so that you feel satisfied and you're not leaving the table hungry. If you are so hungry your stomach is barbecuing your ribs, guess what? You will rebel. If you don't feel that way, you won't. 3. Have a time-release effect, which means they can help you feel full for longer after eating them, so you're not starving to death and craving every donut you see. And that's just the beginning. On top of this, you'll be doing a type of exercise that recent research and theory suggest is fast, efficient, and can help keep you on track to meet your weight loss goals. We'll talk more about the nuts and bolts of this plan and the research behind all of it a little later. So my job in this book is to address these 7 problems. And your job is to get real about why you're overeating and to start believing that you deserve to lose weight and be healthy. Because if you believe, and I mean really believe, that you deserve better, you will create better for yourself. If you don't believe you deserve better, then you won't get better. That's why I started this introduction with this statement. You create the results in life that you believe you deserve. What I want to do in this book is tell you the truth. You've read the rest. Now here's the best. You can go try all those other products and programs that promise weight loss without diet and exercise all you want and feel really good in the moment. But 6 months from now, you're likely going to weigh the same as you do right now or more, and you know it. Or you can let me tell you what you should do cognitively, behaviorally, environmentally, socially, and nutritionally, and you can adopt these habits for a lifetime of healthy weight. You can choose to see your goal with 20/20 accuracy, and when you can see a goal that clearly, you can achieve it. We're in this together, so let's get going. Chapter 1. What makes this diet different? Great things are not done by impulse, but by a series of small things brought together. Vincent van Gogh. There are no two ways about it. Managing weight is frustrating. Unless you are one of those gene pool lottery winners who got the metabolism and body type of a greyhound on speed, then you, and I, by the way, have to contend with the tendency to gain weight. I can practically just walk by French fries or smell a chocolate cake and gain 10 pounds. And that's not totally in jest, because I am genetically predisposed to be overweight, and the experts tell me that if I even smell certain foods, my brain reacts in a way that impacts the efficiency with which my body processes food. I am a classic weight loss resistant patient, and you may be too. Even if you are among the small percentage of people who fit the bill, it is not an excuse to be overweight. It just means you have a somewhat different set of challenges. You can expect much, much more on that later. But either way, medically weight loss resistant or not, I'm betting you feel like you've been on a chaotic, never-ending merry-go-round of diets, and you just can't get your body to cooperate. Am I right? If you just got stupid one day and hopped in an airplane cockpit, somehow got the plane to take off, instantly crashed, hopped back in, big stupid, took off, and instantly crashed again, then continued to do it over and over, at some point, limping away from your wreck of an airplane with a broken propeller under one arm and a tree branch under the other, wouldn't you eventually say to yourself, "Hey, dummy, you might want to take the time and learn to fly before you do this again"? You may be hopping in, but you are damn sure limping away. The pattern is clear. All you know how to do is crash. Are you doing the same thing in your attempts at losing weight? Hopping into diet after diet and crashing? Maybe that's really why they call them crash diets. Ha! Well, I want you to stop being a crasher and start being a winner. If you figure out why you're crashing and use that 20/20 hindsight to your advantage, chances are pretty good you will stop doing whatever it is that isn't working, even if not crashing is harder to do. I have often said that the difference between winners and losers is that winners do things losers just don't want to do. It's hard, no question, and it takes a big commitment. It is time to choose winning. We already know that you've got to stop chasing after get-thin-quick diet mirages, but now let's take a close look at precisely why they fail you. These are the top 7 ugly truths about dieting derived from the survey we discussed in the introduction, where people just like you told us exactly why they failed again and again. After each ugly truth, I will show you exactly how I am going to help you overcome it once and for all with habits to last a lifetime. The top 7 ugly truths about dieting. Hunger. First, let's talk about hunger. Fact. Hungry people eat. You leave the table feeling unsatisfied, and by the time evening rolls around, you're ready to eat the paint off the walls. So what happens? You binge. Hungry people are eventually going to eat, and eat with a vengeance. We are programmed to eat so we can survive as a species, for Pete's sake. Come on, a diet that starves you, one that leaves you hungry all or even most of the time, is just a crap diet. It is seriously flawed because it goes against human nature. And then you feel guilty for behaving precisely the way nature has programmed you. That guilt, for behaving normally, crowds out motivation and self-confidence and damages your personal truth. And that's when the slide begins. The result? Failure. With this plan, I've got to get you to where you don't feel imprisoned by constant, gnawing hunger. This is not rocket science. When you get naturally hungry, you need to have something to eat. Apparently nobody has really bothered to think about the fact that you simply cannot go hungry on a diet. The first thing you will learn is how to distinguish between actual physical hunger, defined as your body's true need for nutrition, and mind hunger, which is really just a response to a trigger, emotional or otherwise. This is fundamental. You must tune into your body and its needs and, as I have said, respond to emotional needs emotionally and physical needs physically. Once you've identified which needs are which and learned to respond accordingly, you've fought 90% of the battle. I will give you my hunger and fullness scale, which is an essential tool to help you recognize whether your body really needs food or if you're just experiencing fake hunger in reaction to a trigger or out of habit. If it's the latter, I'll also show you how to keep from giving in and sabotaging yourself. As for nutrition, it's likely you will need to reduce your current portions in order to lose weight. But reducing your portions from the gargantuan sizes you, and the rest of America, by the way, might be eating now, to a proper, healthy weight loss-inducing size does not mean you have to be hungry. Why? Because it's not just about eating less. It's about eating more of the right foods. That's why the dietitians that helped design this plan have looked at the latest theories and emerging research to find foods for this program that can help you feel fuller at mealtime and sustain that feeling after you've eaten. When you're feeling true physical hunger, rest assured, you will have plenty to eat on this plan. The result? Success. Cravings. If you were a drug addict and you quit cold turkey, you'd experience withdrawals. As you are starting this diet, you are very likely addicted to other types of drugs, such as sugar, simple carbohydrates, salt, or fat. But you aren't born craving a Twinkie or a bag of greasy chips. You learn that palate. Here's the bright side. I believe anything you can learn, you can unlearn. Certain diets simply don't address that. They just throw you in the deep end and don't teach you how to swim. They expect you to quit all your food addictions cold turkey and give you no plan or hope for dealing with the cravings you will go through. Then it's only a matter of time until you give in. And guess what? Rebellion. Before you know it, you're making your third trip to the 24-hour convenience store to get some convenient food. Translation? You can eat it like a wood chipper grinding up balsa wood and give yourself a gut bomb you couldn't process in a week. Or maybe you find yourself waking up in the middle of the night and walking zombie-like into the kitchen for a colossal pig-out session. You're like those gremlins in that movie who went nuts when they ate after midnight. Just like a drug addict, you feel defenseless against your ever-increasing need for a fix. The result? Failure. They don't tell you in other diets that you're most likely going to have some withdrawals at first, but if you just bear down for a few days, they should diminish. Whether your addictions are psychological or physiological, they should diminish. But by not explaining this to you, they leave you feeling hopeless, like there's no end in sight. There was a study done years ago in which researchers told one group of subjects they were going to introduce a painful stimulus until they were through with the test,
and then
they'd get $10 for their trouble. They told another group the same thing, except that there was a panic button they could hit at any time, so if the pain became too much, they could stop it. Well, the group who knew they were in control of when it would stop could take 4 or 5 times more pain than the other group who were just promised a reward in the end. The same is true with your cravings. In this plan, I'm going to help you get over your cravings by giving you specific foods to help ease them, and I'm going to give you specific foods to help ease your cravings for junk food. You have learned to like those unhealthy foods, but you can change your palate. Once that happens, you'll look back and think, OMG, I can't believe I was eating that. That morning pastry you used to think was terrific will taste like you just bit into a hunk of lard that's so sweet it's sickening. I will try to help you get to that point through powerful insight and encouraging you to eat certain foods that are at least categorically related to your craving so that you can satisfy that need in the interim. The result? Success. Feelings of restriction. Certain diets have lists, long ones, of taboo foods, ones that you absolutely, categorically cannot eat no matter what. Simply stated, that tactic leads to rebellion. Here's how it usually plays out. You feel restricted, like you're stuck on this unbearable diet forever and you'll never be allowed to eat a piece of bread or a steak ever again in your life. Then you feel sorry for yourself. Like you're being punished, like you can't go out with friends, enjoy the holidays, or go on a vacation. It's as though all the fun has been removed from your life, like you're missing out on everything because you're on a diet. And that's when the first seeds of rebellion begin to take root in your mind. When your diet makes certain foods taboo, you may actually feel a heightened sense of excitement when you indulge in them, like you're doing something naughty. You think, shh, don't tell anyone, but I'm eating a cupcake. And then you gobble it up and enjoy that rush of breaking the rules. Just like a recalcitrant teenager seeking a thrill, you rebel against the harsh restrictions of your diet and quickly return to all your bad habits. The result? Failure. To keep you from staging a rebellion against this plan, I knew I couldn't strap you with mile-long lists of no-no foods that are strictly forbidden, because all you'd want to do is rebel anyway. Instead, I want you to know that losing weight does not require perfection or absolutes. No one can achieve perfection. And if you go in thinking that's the goal, you'll fail. What my plan requires is excellence. By that, I mean you're on a track most of the time, not every second of every day. Yes, you must recognize that weight loss requires a willingness to change and an open mind. But it does not mean you must never again eat certain foods. In fact, I created a system for safe splurging on this plan, one that won't leave you feeling guilty. You're going to set a new pattern for yourself and the way you eat. But we're looking at a pattern across time. It's not the end of the world if you step outside the bounds a little every now and then, and because it's not, you won't automatically seek to rebel against the plan. The result? Success. Impracticality and expense. When I pick up the newspaper and read a headline like, "Shocking Tragedy, Man Inexplicably Mauled by Pet Wolf, Raised from a Pup," I have to shake my head and wonder, did they really just use pet and wolf in the same sentence, and it's shocking the guy was attacked? Come on, people! Wolves have been carnivorous predators for centuries, and some arrogant fool finds a wolf pup, raises it, teaches it tricks, and then one day he comes home a few minutes late, the wolf is famished, and suddenly the fool becomes dinner. Why? Because there is a tendency for all organisms to drift back to their norm. That wolf has deep-rooted instincts, and he's going to act on them when he deems it necessary. We humans have core defining habits, values, beliefs, and behaviors that are also deeply entrenched. Sure, we can be pulled over to a new position, but we are going to start drifting back. Therefore, if your diet requires you to do something that is seriously divergent from your life pattern, if, all of a sudden, you can't eat with your family or go out to restaurants, you have to eat at odd times that don't fit your schedule, and so on, you are going to drift back to what is deeply entrenched. It's called instinctual drift. It's a concept that applies not just to what we eat, but also to exercise. In my case, for example, if you want to get me to exercise, ballet is not the way to go. That's so outside of my norm. I mean, can you see me in point shoes and a tutu? Not going to happen. But if you give me the option to compete in a sport involving a game and a ball of some sort, where someone's keeping score, now that appeals to my competitive nature and macho upbringing. That's where you need to meet me, on the tennis court, not in hot yoga or Pilates. Likewise, diets that force you far outside of your norm might work for a week, maybe two, but very quickly you are going to drift back into what you know. Diets also don't work if they are so demanding that they seem to take over your busy life. If you're supposed to drink a special elixir the moment you wake up, memorize lists of what you can and can't eat, and then juggle Tupperware containers all day with mini-meals that you weighed and calculated, you might as well quit your day job, because your diet becomes practically a full-time job. Or maybe you're required to purchase expensive workout equipment, red flag by the way, for a regimen that a U.S. Army infantryman could barely follow. If a diet becomes an all-consuming obsession that doesn't fit into your already busting at the seams, pun intended, life, it simply can't be sustained. The result? Failure. If I'm going to prevent you from drifting back to the norm that's keeping you overweight and address this problem of impracticality, then I've got to give you a well-rounded plan that you can tailor to the flow of your life pattern. Look, I know your days move at a lightning pace. You're in a perpetual state of go, 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 and there still aren't enough hours to get it all done. You're not even sure if you locked the front door, much less if you added up all the fat grams in your breakfast correctly. So I'm not going to give you impractical, time-consuming diet to-do lists that you can't sustain and that will cause you to rebel. Instead, I'll give you 30-second strategies, quick prep meals, and even exercise routines that are fast and efficient so everything can be easily integrated into your agenda. I've also taken math out of the equation. On this plan, you don't have to add up calories, fat, sugar, carbs, or anything else. You'll learn by doing. Eating the recommended meals and amounts of food in this plan can help you adapt to the right portions and recognize how much food you should be eating. The foods are easy to find and prepare, and you'll even know how to order when you're eating out. But let me be clear. If you have fallen into a lifestyle pattern that is defined by food, if you truly live to eat, If you always have fattening foods at your fingertips and you never break a sweat unless it's from reaching into the back of the pantry for your candy stash, well, your lifestyle is going to have to change. You have to be willing to make your health a priority. I'm not going to tell you that you can have your cake and eat it too. I'm simply saying this plan helps you affect positive change in a practical way. This plan is also understandable and easy to follow. It's manageable even for your hectic life. But it will fly in the face of the permeating logic that the only way to lose weight is to eat next to nothing and avoid carbs. Because they're the devil, right? I'm going to tell you things that are easy to understand and implement, as well as provide you with information about new weight loss theories and emerging science to help you meet your weight loss goals. The result? Success. Boredom. When you're eating the same exact foods day in and day out, and your list of safe foods can fit very easily on a standard size post-it note, you're going to get bored. Monotony is certain death on a diet. If your diet consists solely of steamed chicken and celery, you quickly get to the point where you'd rather the damn chicken eat you than you eat another tasteless, dry hunk of white meat. Most people want variety, so if you deny your body that, you're steering the boat right into the storm. As your taste buds scream for something, anything other than another bite of raw celery, you finally throw it down and make a beeline for the closest drive-through window. And you know what else? A bland, boring diet does nothing to address your sugar withdrawal symptoms, like we talked about before. So you feel bad, you're hungry, and you hate the foods on your diet. The result? Failure. I understand that the moment you get bored on a diet is the moment that you start the downward spiral into failure. So this plan is designed to keep your taste buds engaged. I want you to look forward to eating and to enjoy the healthy foods your body needs. And you will be shocked by how quickly this can happen. Listen, if you've trained your brain to crave things like chicken fried steak or ice cream sandwiches, you might not believe that you could ever crave something that's actually good for you. But because your body needs the nutritional building blocks found in fresh, whole foods, once you switch it into the mode of eating right, the shift will happen quickly. The meals on this plan are made with colorful, nutritionally dense foods and seasonings, rich in flavors and variety, so they check all the boxes and keep you from ever getting bored. The result? Success. Temptations. If an alcoholic went to a rehab center that stocked every room with booze, how long do you think he'd stay sober? Come on, that's like asking a fish not to swim. When you're trying to lose weight and sober up from your long-running food addiction, your environment has got to prop you up and support your goals. Weight loss plans that don't address how to successfully set up all of your environments, I'm talking home, office, car, and your virtual environment, could be setting you up for failure. You simply don't stand a chance in moments of weakness when you open the freezer and there are cartons of ice cream and frozen pizzas staring back at you. The result? Failure. I will show you how to program all of your environments for success. Again, when you are hungry, you are going to eat. So here's a novel thought. Let's clean out your space so when it's legitimately time to reach for a snack, you aren't tempted with bags of chips lined up on the counter, a cookie jar, and 9 boxes of popsicles. If you don't have all that available, then you've set up your world to support your sobriety. The truth is, you don't break a bad habit. You must replace one behavior with a new one. And the new behavior should meet 2 criteria. It must be healthy, and it must be incompatible with the previous behavior. The first criterion means you've got to replace the chips, cookies, and popsicles that you're removing from your environment with healthy alternatives that you actually enjoy eating. On this plan, you'll never, ever get caught with nothing to eat. You'll have the right foods available to you because, as I've said, hungry people eat, and they eat what is there, and you should never feel guilty about eating. The second criterion means you need to adopt new habits that crowd out bad habits because they cannot be done simultaneously. If you have a habit of coming in through the kitchen and consuming thousands of calories in snacks before you even take your jacket off, then let's figure out something that is incompatible with grazing around the kitchen. Go through the front door instead. or go directly to the gym right after work. Do whatever it takes to get out of that old space, that old way of doing things, and into a new activity. I think you will be really surprised by how big of a role your environment is playing in your weight loss failure and how simple it will be to reprogram it so you set up habits to last you a lifetime. The result? Success. Inconsistent results and plateaus. There you are, first thing in the morning, standing in front of the scale, just hoping, praying that all your hard work over the past week is going to pay off. You think about all the times you white-knuckled your way through cravings and fought off lightheaded moments of sheer starvation, making for the world's longest month, and now, right now, you're going to see if it was all worth it. You squeeze your eyes closed, step on the scale, exhale, open your eyes, and what? You gained a pound? How can this be? You followed that stupid diet chapter and verse. You turned down your grandma's apple pie at the family get-together and quit drinking soda cold turkey. This is an outrage. Impossible. Unthinkable. And you're done. Diet is over. No payoff, no result right out of the gate. Forget it. And then you wonder, is there any of that pie left? Or maybe a diet actually works for a little while, but then suddenly you hit a screeching halt and the needle on the scale won't budge. No way, no how. You've hit the dreaded plateau, which sends you into a tailspin, causing extreme frustration and destructive self-doubt. You start to think, it's me. I'll never weigh 1 ounce less than I do right now. I might as well accept this fate, stop this insane diet, and go back to wearing muumuus full-time and eating frosting straight from the container. Whether it's the last 5 pounds or the last 10, if a diet doesn't offer a solution for getting over that hump, that diet is going out the window. And pretty soon, that muumuu looks like a mini dress. It now goes sideways instead of down. The result? Failure. If I'm going to keep you motivated, I know I have to be honest with you about weight loss. Experts indicate that you should aim for consistent weight loss of about 1 to 2 pounds per week, so you should remain realistic. You aren't going to lose 40 pounds per week, no matter what any diet product claims. But I'll help you create healthy intermediate goals so that you feel good about what you're accomplishing along the way. As for plateaus, part of the reason they occur is because when you're eating the same food and doing the same exercise day in and day out, you can get bored and lose motivation. That's why I've designed a plan with a number of exercises and numerous meals to help you stay interested and motivated. You should also restart the phases of the plan every 30 days to help introduce more variety into the plan. So, if you haven't reached your goal in the first 30 days of this plan, depending on how much more you have to lose, you will start over at one of the phases to continue your weight loss at a steady pace until you do hit your goal. Plateaus can also strike when you're losing muscle mass on a diet, which happens when you're focusing solely on cardiovascular exercise and calorie restriction, as the majority of diets do. Muscles burn calories, and that's why I've incorporated a specific type of resistance training designed to build lean muscle tissue so that your body's caloric burn rate is amplified throughout the day. Even while you're sitting watching TV, your body will be working harder for you. Result? Success. Like I said, I'm not the first person to come up with a diet that works, but I do know that by combating the top 7 ugly truths about dieting, I've reverse-engineered a way to help you meet your weight loss goals. I want you to have 20/20 vision every step of the way. No surprises or gimmicky tricks, just a clear-cut, doable plan that gives you results.